Episode 1987, It's Not Up to You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's Friday. And yes, you made it. Can you believe it? Oh my goodness, take a deep breath. I don't know about you. It's been a long week. Maybe you just feel like you need another vacation. You're coming off a vacation. You know what? It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Sit back. Let it all hang out. Come on, we're going to bring it real and raw. It's not up to you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, protection and love, two callings placed on a parent's life. But no matter where the current flows, it's not up to you. We as parents bear a humongous opportunity and responsibility. A little life placed in the hands of another life to raise up. Wouldn't it have been nice to receive an instruction manual with this little life? I mean, I think about all of my five children, and oh my goodness, if I could have just been handed an instruction manual that said, you need to do this at this time, this at this time, life would have been so much easier. Yet, that never comes. You are on your own to flounder and wander. Oh, the journey it is, and oh, the places you will go. However, one thing you know for sure, you are to protect and to love. As some of this is true at the beginning, it morphs as time moves on. Love deepens and protection lessens. And not because you want it that way. It's just a fact of parenthood. You can't do everything, you know, when you want to protect your child. You can't shelter him from the world. You can't hide the hurt she will feel one day when rejected. You can't make the pain of a skinned knee go away. But you can love. But unfortunately, a lot of us are worried about protecting and loving. And yes, when they're little and they're growing up and they're still fragile, we have to be there. We have to guide them. But it's about building a solid foundation. It's about strengthening them as an individual, as they grow, as they mature. But we as parents, we get it backwards. Sometimes we try to be that helicopter or now drone parent, whatever parent you want to call it that's always hovering around, going, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to keep you in this bubble. We can't do that. We get it all backward. We think we are to protect always and love always. But as our child grows and matures, the protection lessens and the love deepens. No matter how big of a superhero you are, life is going to happen to your child. And when it does, your love is what will carry your child through. So be a superhero of love. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be a superhero of love. And this is not just any superhero. You are called to love with the power of infinity. You are called to love with no boundaries. You are called to love regardless of circumstances. You are called to love. Now, you don't leave protection completely off the table. But what we have to realize is that we don't have control of everything. And when it comes to our child, we want to control it, right? We want to give them the best opportunities. We want them to excel. We want them to get their best job. We want them to marry their best mate. But we don't have control over everything. But the big exception that we do have is to love. Your heart can grow indefinitely when it comes to love. I hear Buzz Lightyear boldly saying, to infinity and beyond. Okay, I don't make a good Buzz Lightyear. But I mean, think about it. To infinity and beyond, it's our love. Instead of hanging yourself out to dry on what you can't control, be the superhero of love doing what is in your control. What does that look like in real life? Well, number one, you have to love with the power of infinity. You know, growing up, math was not necessarily my favorite subject. I did enjoy it a lot because I understood it most of the time, except maybe when I got to calculus. And then I had equations that somehow I figured out, but I don't even know how I got to the answer. Yeah, that was my life in math. But remember when you studied the power of numbers way back when in math? You had a number and then you would multiply it by an exponent. When you love with the power of infinity, you are growing it exponentially. The impact is great. And it ends up being greater than what you can even imagine. Think about 2 to the power of 2, right? It's 2 times 2. And so that is what? That equals 4. When you do 2 to the power of 3, it's 2 times 2 times 2. So you've got 2 times 2 is 4 times 2 is 8. Wow. Who would have thought? It's incredible. Now I know those are easy, you know, power numbers. But with love, it's the same way. But unfortunately, we make it difficult. We try to think that we have to be perfect as a parent. You're not going to be. You're going to fall. You've probably fallen many times already. It doesn't matter the age of your children. They can be 2 months old or they can be 72 years old. And you can be looking at your child going, I just don't get it. Why don't they get it? Why don't they see it? Maybe it's not their time to understand. Maybe it's not their time to see it. But what it is time for you always is to love with the power of infinity. Number 2, love with no boundaries. This is so hard because expectations can limit your love. I want you to hear that again. Expectations can limit your love. As a parent, you think about what you want your child to become or live up to, right? I look at my daughter who's having her first baby, my grandchild. How exciting is that? It's very exciting. And I know she has dreams for this little baby that's growing inside of her. We all do, right? We are placed with the child in our arms. And we look at that child and we have dreams. And sometimes those dreams become what? Expectations. It's a very fine line. And it's something that unfortunately we as parents, we don't talk about. But what we need to understand is that when those expectations are not met in your eyes, your love-o-meter can lessen. No parent wants this to happen. But if we're honest, which here at Confessions of an Upset Mama, we are so honest, boxes don't work for children. We've got to give them a solid and strong foundation and love with no boundaries. It's not about what we want for our child. It's how they're growing to becoming what God wants in their life. No matter where life takes them, love your child unconditionally. So you've got love with the power of infinity, love with no boundaries. And finally, number 3, love regardless of circumstances. As with everything, life happens, period. I mean, you could just make that the statement and write it on every wall in your house. Life happens. Because in every room of your house, something is going to happen that's either lemons or lemonade. All of us want that sweetness of lemonade, but just to take a raw lemon, you're like, I don't know if I can take this, right? Think about it when you gave a lemon. I know you did because I did too. You give that lemon to the child when they're sitting down and they take a bite out of it and their face just curls up and they pucker and sometimes their eyes water and sometimes they yell in delight or they scream in like, oh my gosh, what just bursted in my mouth? I don't know what to do with it, right? That's when life happens. Every wall in your house can have that simple sentence, life happens. But you get to decide how you parent through these circumstances and the situations that come up, whether they're good, whether they're bad, whether they're ugly, whether they're complicated. When life gets messy, you as a parent, you have to show up as a superhero of love. It's not about trying to protect, but it's about always loving. We do want to protect, I know, because I was there. I'm still there at times. And I have to remember, wait, my child is going to fall. My child is going to get a skinned knee and I'm not going to like it. Oh, wait, my child's going to not get accepted in a certain class or group that he wants to get into at the very beginning of college. Or my child, as much as I want them to succeed in life, they may have to take two or three twists and turns, maybe a divorce, maybe the loss of a job, maybe the loss of something, right? Because life happens. But in our case as parents, the greatest power you possess as a parent is love. So keep being a great parent in the good, in the bad, and in the ugly. Protection won't always be possible, but love makes anything possible. When you go to each room of your house, you know, this weekend is Father's Day. And if you're forgetting, like, oh my gosh, you're right, it's Father's Day weekend, you still have time. Take a deep breath. If nothing else, what I would encourage you to do is write a note and encourage your child to do the same thing. You don't have to spend the money. Life has been kind of crazy lately. Instead of always spending money, sit down and just write out what you feel. It doesn't have to be a poet's letter. It just needs to come from the heart. That's what every parent wants to hear, right? So if your child's just really little, I know with my kiddos, I can remember when some of them could write just a little bit, but they really had more of drawing expertise than they did writing. And so we did an actual art project. And the art project was they were to draw a picture of what daddy meant to them, how they saw daddy with them. And I still have these pictures framed to this day. And we ended up taking them to his office and hanging them up. But what a special reminder that it doesn't matter the age, your child can draw or scribble. And you can ask a question to your child, and then you can write an answer down, what they say, how they respond. If they're really little, do a handprint or a footprint. You can do even just a couple little thumbprints and turn it into a butterfly. Write a little Bible verse. You see, we as parents, it's truly a thankless job. It really is. We work and we work and we hope to see the fruits of our labor, and sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. But you see, one thing that will always hold true as a parent, when you are the superhero of love in your child's life, nothing is impossible. So go out today, don't be afraid. Go out today and love your child in a way that he or she has never experienced before. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.